Thank you very much, Frank. Now we have probably more than half hour for questions. So I hope this will be a lot of questions. We have one microphone over there. I'll be standing on the right side. Just please raise your hand, introduce yourself, your institution, and ask question.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for the brief for the gentleman from Estonia. Thank you very much. In relation to China and the Northern Sea Route, how do you see Russia's reaction to that? They have a very strong interests in the control of traffic through there, and including their nexus with their desire to basically have a kill switch for their own internet. How do you see that playing out?
It's quite dominant, this rhetoric that China and Russia are not collaborating with each other fully. Axis of convenience, quite often mentioned. But I think this is pretty strong sign that they are willing to collaborate and cooperate in strategically important infrastructure, for instance, either using the Northern Sea Route for transfer of goods in the future. They are trying to, or China is promoting the project by the name Polar Silk Road. And this digital Silk Road by the concrete project called Arctic Connect, I think even more shows the high level of the collaboration.
Thank you. Yeah, Lily, please.
Thank you. For a question for Poland, the situation there. Do you know more about the smart city development in Poland?
There were some plans and some preliminary steps on the on Huawei. Huawei was the company that was supposed to participate in the smart city. There are some there is some cooperation in some Polish cities. If I remember well, in Wrocław, there were some plans for including some Huawei solutions into the smart city project. But that's all for now, and that I know of. However, the smart city project is currently divided into several separate stages, like smart buildings, like smart power. So I think that we should much more focus on these segments than on the whole smart city.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Also, Nuktek was not mentioned, but I heard that Nuktek has built a plant in Poland. Can you comment?
Sure, with pleasure. Actually, the Nuktek that is considered as being state-controlled company or. And then definitely with the heavy state influence company has a manufacturing facility in Kobyłka, close to Warsaw, and it had already commenced the regular operations. They are manufacturing the scans and other devices for scanning containers, for airport scanning. So, this is not exactly the at this stage. This is not exactly the Internet of Things, and the, as far as I know, there are not so many sensitive data that could be retrieved from this. Actually, from one point of view, I must say that Nuktek investment can be evaluated. Maybe this in this type of investment, okay? Nuktek, let's leave aside this type of investment can be evaluated as a good investment. This is investment in manufacturing sector that create jobs. That is an investment that brings the technology to Poland. So, good points. And about Nuktek, I think that we should see how it project develops over the time. It's state-owned company. It's state-controlled. To be precise, it's a state-controlled company. That kind of projects should be under the watch, but I personally, I don't think that they bring the risk to the security, that they bring securities. This one specific project of Nuketech, I do not refer to any other. Mm.
Thank you.
Please, we didn't plan this during the lunch, over the lunch, trust us. But we don't need audience, please go ahead.
I have a question for you. I've heard that Huawei marine technology could be sold to another Chinese company. Do you have information about that?
Yes, the Hengtong Optic Electric company, who has built stuff for the PLA also, and is also participating in the creation of the undersea Great Wall or the undersea scientific observation network. It's in June they announced that the majority stake will be bought by Hengtong, but I don't have. According to my knowledge, they haven't finalized or they haven't sold off yet.
Thank you.
I wonder if the three speakers could just comment on if there's been any approaches from police for joint police patrols in your countries between Chinese police and your own police, as there have been in Italy and Serbia, if you're aware of anything going on. Because I know that in the Taiwan-China, the China's paper on EU-China relations, China's paper on EU-China relations published December 2018, Beijing called quite clearly for increased police cooperation, including patrols, joint patrols, and we've seen it in these two countries already.
I don't know of any attempts or any allegations with the joint patrols, but I can say about Nuketech that Estonian police or the border guard is using Nuketech surveillance technology at the easternmost border of Estonia. And in a way, yes, not directly, but using the technology to see if any illegal material travels from one side of the border to another.
Well, the reasons for this joint police mini operations were the protection of the Chinese tourists, not the protection, but the better protection of the Chinese tourists living and traveling in those countries. So I think that this question should go to Czech Republic because Czech Republic has France, of course, because in Poland there are not so many tourists. However, as referring to the cooperation of the police and Chinese police, exactly no. Of course, there is an international treaty that in some cases that could be the legal help can be sought, but this is quite different. This is the formal treaty between the countries. However, referring to what Yuri said, there is some cooperation between some Chinese companies and police in Poland. Actually, I don't quite remember the name. It was BG Genomics, or the company that is expert in the DNA sequencing in China, that has approached or has established ties with the police laboratory, the General Police Laboratory in Poland, and they have some exchanges, some knowledge sharing, experience sharing, etc. So there are some contacts with some Chinese companies, but there is no like full-scale cooperation like in Serbia and Poland. Not yet, at least.
There is no such cooperation between France and China, I would say, obviously. A few years ago, there was a program between French and Chinese police, and we sent some police officer in China to train Chinese policemen to take investigation techniques and rule of law. Yeah, and 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, Chinese police went to France without authorization to abduct a Chinese national on the French soil. So but it was not a cooperation, and we were not informed about that operation by the Chinese police. Mm.
Oh, okay, so since Czech Republic was mentioned, I feel obliged to comment. Yes, we have many tourists, but we also promised that number will decrease. I mean, the CCP said so, so we'll see how it happens. Well, there's, as far as we know, there's no this kind of like overt out in the open cooperation, but at the same time, just a couple of days ago, the Czech counterintelligence service said that there is a growing number of police officers being cultivated by the CCP, especially through the usual United Front tactics by being basically invited over to China for these paid trips, for these junkets and whatnot. And also there was a meeting between Chinese ambassador and the police president that stressed anti-terrorism operations, which basically kind of sounds like part of the tactics by the CCP to normalize what's going on in Xinjiang, because that's like the main CCP strategy when it comes to anti-terrorism, is what it does with the Uyghurs. So there's things like these, but not that much of cooperation like in Serbia. And you know, at the same time, I feel like the joint patrols, I mean, they're just kind of like just tip of the iceberg. They're just like thing that, you know, is sort of creating wow effect, but there's more of the problems that even you have mentioned that are actually under the radar, that are way more complicated and technically a risk, including when you mentioned the police cooperating with this company called BGI Genomics, which actually states that it's creating like some sort of like special like racial profiling weapons or something like that, like you know, some really crazy stuff. Also they're also doing the same thing with the police cooperation in Australia and stuff like that, and at the same time they're again using that to create, I mean, I don't know if it's actually even possible, but that's what they actually say, that they are creating weapons that target specific ethnicities, which kind of sounds weird, but I mean they say it, you know. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Speaking about BGI Genomics, this is a very long story of suspicions around BGI, and they are not unfounded. A couple of years ago, they established a cooperation with US laboratories, and there was an uproar at the time. But surprisingly, the situation calmed down, and now there is a silence on the US government about the possible effects and consequences of BGI Genomics gathering the collection on DNA from the US citizens. That's a very interesting situation. The point is that the Chinese companies also offer the commercial services. So it's not only like the state-to-state cooperation, but you can order DNA sequencing, and sometimes the samples can be sent to China, and that they can be processed over there. So the risk is not only on the state-to-state operation, also on the commercial field. When one company gathers the samples of DNA in Europe, and based on the deal with the Chinese company, sends the samples to China, then they are processed, but of course the data are collected. So we also could consider this aspect.
Yeah,
I have a question for basically all of you. In the morning session, there was a short discussion of the public debate in Germany about, you know, why these threats are not taken as seriously, perhaps for some reasons. If you know which arguments do have, let's say, have more appeal to decision makers, and which you also, if you could sort of describe the discussion between what would the state of the public or political perception of this Chinese threat in Poland and France and Estonia or Finland or where?
I have a short answer. Our easternmost neighbor is Russia, and then after a long while, there tends China. So our threat perception is so far has been fixated on Russia, and just slowly we are also perceiving, of course, not all of, you know, but China so far has been El Dorado for like unlimited financial opportunities, and hasn't been seen as a threat. Just recently, there are more cases of IP theft, or not cases, but, you know, attempts of IP theft. And we are also starting to think in security terms.
That's a difficult question. You mean public opinion, right?
We're looking at the policymakers. Either way, something is going to get done at all.
Okay. So there were some. Let's start with the policymakers, actually, with our government. There were some statements coming from Prime Minister and Minister of National Defense that described China as a threat to the liberal democratic order. So on the rhetorical level, yes, there were some expressions of considering China as a threat, but I think that the Polish situation should be considered much more from the angle of the wider foreign policy than just from the focus put on China. Maybe not to that extent as in the case of Estonia, but Russia is actually a little bit more closer to us, and seems that it is more important point on the agenda than China. As for the public opinion, well, the polls show that China is not the very loved country, but it's not also as bad as with other countries. The perception varies, and sometimes it differs between perceiving China and perception of the Chinese Communist Party, so it also should be differentiated. However, there are several voices that shape the public opinion and show the critical and present the critical attitude towards China in think tanks, across journalists, and also in academia. However, it should also be said that the wide circles of think tanks, China-focused NGOs, and academia are silent on many sensitive issues. So the public opinion is being shaped under the influence of the debate that is being held. And actually in Poland, this debate is driven by some centers, some think tanks that publish reports on China, on the Chinese political situation. However, still, the wider academic community and think tank are either silent or only refer to the specific aspects like promoting the business cooperation, promoting people-to-people ties, etc.
If I may add, Estonian biggest daily Postimees just recently conducted a survey to see how Chinese investments in critical infrastructure, 5G networks or tunnel, how is it perceived by the majority of Estonian people, or, you know, the people who were surveyed. And to my surprise, or actually to my knowledge also in a way, 25% of the answerers didn't know how to answer. It means there is a deep gap in the knowledge about China-related issues, China-proposed threats. So I think this event that the Synopsis has organized today has fills or gathers to this need. And this is, I think, also what think tankers and journalists and everybody have to work on, because the knowledge about China is still not very good.
In France, as I said at the beginning of my presentation, the debate is evolving, and among officials. The balance between the challenge and the opportunities about China has been shifting for maybe for at least a few months and probably 2 years. And so it's changing, and now we have a growing awareness about the fact that we have to deal with a global power and a more aggressive power. As far as the public opinion is concerned, China is not under the radar. It's very far away, and the threat is more in Africa or on our soil with terrorism. And you've heard maybe that 13 soldiers, French soldiers, died yesterday in Mali. So French people, I mean the large public opinion, think more about that than about China in terms of threat. But I feel that the Huawei case raised the awareness also for the public opinion.
And then there are the Chinese investments in France as well?
Yeah, a lot of Chinese investment, obviously. In some industries, in tourism, hotels, wine. Talked about wine earlier. The journalists talk a lot about that, but it's not really perceived as a main threat. You know, it's a concern, and we are aware that a lot of Chinese companies are buying our assets. But it's not a huge debate. It's not preeminent. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Lukasz, please.
Maybe a little bit elaborating on this wider foreign policy, it's that for some time, for the Polish foreign diplomacy was quite decoupled from Chinese and much more aligned with the United States. So that's what I was meaning about the wider foreign policy. For example, the Poland supports strongly the 3Cs initiative that is in some way, at least on the rhetorical level, supported by the United States, and the Polish engagement in 2017, much more like 2018, in the 17 plus one initiative was much more nuanced, and the high level, the top level government meetings were not so held with the Chinese side. However, on the working level, there were some areas of cooperation, for example, concerning the food export, concerning the agreement on the Polish pork and dairy products export. So there are many levels, and on the top political level, yes, definitely, we can observe the kind of decoupling of Poland from China and alignment with the United States, talking about big powers. However, on the working level, the contacts have been maintained, to be precise.
Thank you. Please, maybe last question.
Yeah. Can I just ask actually two questions? Actually, one for all four countries represented there, and then one for the for Paul from France. I wonder if you could comment on the situation of IP theft in your countries, like how much awareness is there in your governments of this IP theft by Chinese actors? And I guess espionage is part of that, but in a sense, I think like the intellectual property is maybe a bit more, you know, economically important and in some ways, you know, whether your governments actually prosecute these situations. And then also on the France-Germany thing, you know, there's just sort of rumors flying around about which officers going on which ships, FONOPS, you know, again, FONOPS a bit of a symbol, I think, alert just, but also quite an important one about, for example, is a French ship taking a German officer to the South China Sea because the German ships don't do it. But the French ships have recently, I understand. So I'm curious if there's any activity going on there.
No, that's a very sensitive issue. You talk about the Vendémiaire?
The reason I'm asking, it's a bit of a cheat by me, but I was actually asked this by a journalist in Berlin just a couple of days ago, and to be honest, I really didn't know what the situation was. I knew that there had been something with the US and Germany, but I wasn't aware of something with France and Germany, if there had been a...
I'm not aware about that. I'm aware about a French ship who crossed the border of Taiwan and suffered some from harassment from China, and that's it. But it's part of the French strategy to reinforce the liberty of navigation in the South China Sea. So for now, it's just the Vendémiaire, which is a small ship, but probably it would be, I don't know, maybe later it would be different, but for now it's just the Vendémiaire. I'm not aware about another affair with the France and Germany, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I also found it a slightly strange request, and I'm not sure if the journalist was misinformed or if something was happening that, as you say, it's sensitive on a higher, like a more of an EU level, a collaborative level to deal with South China Sea. I mean, we just had these contending, almost contending trips to Beijing by Merkel and Macron. So yeah, I'm good at asking incredibly sensitive questions, I think. But I wonder if you could say something about the IP theft issue too.
Yeah, just maybe for anything you'd like to say.
Yes, sure. Estonia is a small country. We don't have that many this kind of very, well, how to say, high-tech unicorns in a way. There has been circled the story, well, has been presented a story or of incident that happened with one of these high-tech unicorns called Skeleton. They are producing super condensators. Actually, the factory is in Germany. And the incident took place in Germany. There were a group of Chinese businessmen who demanded to be let in to the manufacturing facilities. Luckily, they were not allowed to go inside. But I think this is a very good example of what could happen, because this supercondensators technology, it took 10 years of scientific work to have something presentable. It's another 10 years to build the company. So 20 years of investment time that could have been easily turned over, or not turned over, taken away.
Actually, there was in my conclusions that there should be much more public awareness built around the issue of the public, of the possible threat from the China and from the Chinese companies that can use the digital reality to obtain and collect data. There is not much attention paid to the China as a possible source of the IP theft. So there is no wider discussion about this this issue. There is much more like the possible attacks on the network, the malware, but in context of a security threat, as a threat of harming the network, harming the infrastructure, but not necessarily about the IP theft. Well, we are not the technology powerhouse, and we are not like the United States, like Germany, like France, so that also weighs heavily on the shape of the on the public discourse and the IP theft. However, I hope that in the near future this discourse will be more vivid, because the Polish companies are really going up in the value chain, and we have many valuable technological companies. So in the coming years, this issue can be more and more important. There is, but when you mean about IP theft, maybe we could also refer to another, to the scientific cooperation, other fields. Can we later have a question to an audience? Because to ask some inconvenient questions to the audience? Okay. Great.
Is any case in France, no? Last.
Please go ahead if you want
to. I would ask for last question from audience. No? So.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I have no example in mind, sorry.
So if there are no more questions, Lucas, please.
I would like to ask a question from Didi. You ask us about the cooperation between police, Chinese police, Estonian police. Could you comment on the recent discussions or debate over the Germans' collaboration with PLA? It's been on the...
You mean the research, on the research level? Or what?
Or, I mean, there was like, in the light of the events in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong activist, I think Joshua Wong, asked about how come these kind of things are happening and why you still continue military collaboration with PLA.
Yeah, I'm not a military expert at all, so it might be a bit beyond my ability. That's why I'm sitting in the audience asking questions of you guys. But I think certainly there are joint exercises. There was one quite recently. They were mostly presented as medical exercises, but I think this is all part of information management gathering and, you know, experience building. So it's always relevant to a military, like the CCP's military, the PLA or PLAN, that kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to answer it. Again, it's Germany, and they seem to... it's a little bit of a puzzle. It seems to be sort of almost apolitical in some ways. Yeah. I know it's very upsetting for people in Hong Kong, for sure. Just kind of, you know, they feel it's peculiar. They don't understand why these major Western countries are so negligent to things that are so large, such realities for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Lukasz, now it's your turn. And then we are going to have our small debate somewhere in the pub, you know, and allow them to go home.
Okay. No, actually, I had the same question as Yuri, so I will.
Okay, excellent. So I would like to thank our amazing speakers for being here with us, sharing their opinions, ideas. Thank you very much to all of you for coming here. We will say let's keep in touch, follow Synopsis and other projects that are covering China. And how I mentioned before, there is going to be the video footage that was now broadcasted at the Czech News Agency and České noviny and maybe other platforms. So later on, we will use this footage and put it on our Facebook of Synopsis. So if you would like to see the morning session or morning debate, it'll be there probably tomorrow. So thank you very much, all of you, for coming and being with us, and have a nice day. Thank you.